100 Things We Love About Northamptonshire is our attempt to flag up the many great things in our county. So when people say to you, there's nothing here, you can say, not so, and throw some of these in their face. Some of them we'll all know. Others are known only to the cognoscenti. Number two this morning, this place not only puts Northamptonshire on the map, but it's also at the very heart of the development of their chosen sport. The sport is eventing, and Washbrook Farm holds more official eventing competitions than any other venue and boasts the best cross-country training facilities in the country. Live to Aston Lawalls, the place she runs with her husband Nigel. Anne Taylor. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
In your field, people know it as the place, Aston Lawalls, which is a village, of course, but they mean your farm, don't they?
Well, yeah, we've called the... We're Washbrook Farm, but we called it the Aston Lawalls Horse Trials, really in appreciation of the villagers and everybody around us putting up with the traffic and the hoo-ha that goes on with all the activities.
And it's 150 acres that you have.
Yep.
Have you been there for long?
We moved here in June of 1994.
And did you create it or take it over?
No, we pretty much created it. It was really the house was built. There was a cattle barn and a grain store. And we started out with 30 acres. And then just piece by piece, we've managed to put together in about five different purchases. So, you know, there's the old saying that if the land next to you comes available to purchase, you need to try to get it because it'll only happen once in your lifetime. So basically, we've been really lucky to manage to do that and end up with 150 acres.
And it's very big for Britain, this. Many of the world's top event riders base themselves here, don't they?
Well, we have Jody Amos, who's headed to badminton, and as well as Matthew Heath, who's headed to badminton. And they both have yards of about 15 to 20 horses each, and they've been with us for like 10 years.
So what do you have? You have stables to lease, yeah?
Yeah, we have stables. We have 70 stables total. But my husband and I and my daughter, who's 18 now, rides a lot, and so we have a few clients. So we basically have about 20 stables.
Okay.
And the rest of the stables are really with Jody, Matt, and then we have a couple of people that have sort of two or three horses each, and they keep their horses with us and base with us basically and compete from here.
And you competed professionally, didn't you?
I have competed my entire life.
Yeah.
I went to the Seoul Olympics, which was quite an experience, and managed to go to badminton a couple of times, and I've done it my whole life.
So you're elite, but is your sport not one where the very top riders, people at the highest level, your level, can compete with good amateurs?
Absolutely. I think everybody, it's not separated in any fashion, and all horses have to start at the bottom, and all the riders start with their horses and build them up, and it's not like you have to sort of build the horse's confidence mentally, and so they're comfortable doing what you're doing and therefore keep jumping the jumps when they get bigger and bigger.
So in theory, you could take your horse to Aston Lawalls and follow Olympians into the ring, yeah?
Absolutely.
Amazing. And did the success that Team GB had 2 years ago, particularly in dressage, did that have any impact on your sport?
I think it brings the sport, the whole sport, the horses, everything has an impact on it, and the success and the more notoriety it gets, and people start taking an interest, don't they?
You've gone all weather this year, yeah?
We have put in, let's see, it's about 3 acres worth, Tom, it's 3 acres? It's 3 acres worth of footing with some slopes, ditches, a water jump in the corner that moves into a little pond. We incorporated that in, and it's got, it's got baby jumps all the way up to advanced jumps. We've had a couple of people coming in the next couple of days to practice for badminton. We've got some corners set up specially.
And there aren't that many offering that facility in the country, which surprises me because eventing can struggle with the bad weather, can't it?
Well, luckily for us, we put this in this year, and we had horses coming in, in January and February, the whole country was flooding, basically, and everybody came here to school, so it was really lucky for us this year.
Good for you.
So that was good. It helped pay a little bit of the mortgage on it.
Yeah, was it vastly expensive to do?
yes. Mm. But I think we're going to, you know, it's worth it. It's been a great addition to the place.
I think of it as being a sport for the wealthy. Is it a welcoming sport, or is there an air of elitism?
I hope not. I think everybody, you know, that loves horses does it. People that don't have, sure, there are people that have sponsors and big backers, but there's also a lot of people out there that have one or two horses and work and do it. And really, I think it's more of an obsession and a passion, I'm afraid, an insanity.
Well, it does seem to, because it can take over your life, can't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally.
In terms of the courses, in terms of the jumps, do you design them? Do you and your husband design them?
My husband does, in my opinion, I know I'm a bit biased probably, but he does a great job designing our courses, and I think that's why we get so many entries.
They are interesting. There's the Naked Lady. He's a bit saucy, isn't he, your husband?
Well, he is a bit saucy, yeah. He likes his, yeah. Very naughty.
And to maintain it all, how many staff do you employ at Aston?
Well, actually, we don't employ that many people because our budget doesn't really allow it. We have three people that work on the yard that help with our the horses, basically. A lot, and then George, who's with us, he helps in the mornings, and then he does a lot of the mowing. And I have Tom Jones, who helps me in the office and helps organize the horse trials and get all the people organized, which is a pretty big job.
Well, that makes the achievement all the more remarkable, really, I think, what you've done.
We don't have a huge staff.
We should also say you host shooting days, don't you, in the season?
We do, yeah.
When is the season? When is the shooting season?
It starts the very end of October and finishes the 1st of February.
Okay. It's pheasant and duck, yeah?
Yep, pheasants and ducks. And I have my dogs. I have Boykin Spaniels that are an American breed that my dad breeds, and I work them on the shoots and do the flushing with them, and I enjoy doing that. It's something a little bit different than the horses.
Well, very good. We love it that it's putting Northamptonshire where it should be. There's a website to follow what Anne and her team do. It's aston-le-walls.co.uk. aston-le-walls.co.uk. That's very interesting, Anne. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much.